Part 1. Panama City Beach. Chapter 1. 15 years ago. Small children shrieked and chased one another around a swing set. One with an autograph-covered plaster cast on his left arm hung upside down from the monkey bars, as he had been told so many times not to. Boynton Beach, closer to West Palm than Miami. A cork ball rattled inside a referee's whistle. An adult waved. Children hopped off playground equipment and, after a period of mild disorganization, formed a single line behind the jungle gym. They followed their teacher back inside a cheerful classroom at Kinder College. Nap time. Foam mats unrolled beneath walls of finger paintings with gold and silver stars. Tires squealed. The teacher went to the window. 5 sedans and a windowless van skidded to the curb outside the chain-link fence. No fewer than 20 people jumped out, dressed in black and white, dark sunglasses, running. As the team raced for the school's entrance, it shed members at intervals, creating a grid of sentries across the lawn. The teacher was straining for a sideways view from the window when the classroom's door flew open. 5 strangers moved quickly. The teacher moved just as fast, blocking their path. They met in front of the alphabet.
"You can't come in here!"
The first agent flashed a badge with his right hand and looked at a photograph in his other.
"Which one's Billy Sheets?"
A tiny boy sat up in the back of the room. The agent checked his hand again. He hopped over tot-filled mats and seized the boy under the arms.